All right, welcome. Your Coaching Matters. This is Donna Stott with Your Coaching Matters. It is, believe it or not, the last day of March 2016. We have finished the first quarter. If you've done coaching calls with your coaches, you're probably talking about where you stand first quarter as compared to the annual goals that you've set. It's been pretty exciting. I've had some pretty fun, exciting calls. Today's skills training call is about a multi-star or five-star buyer certification program. We just went with five stars, right? Right?
That's Michelle? Right. We decided five stars and then a point.
Five-star buyer certification program. And what we're going to do today is to present that to you in, there's two parts to Michelle's buyer certification program that that are really kind of unique, almost standalone, but they're very cool how they work together. And I want you to know you could create your own that's completely different. First part, Michelle, I wanted to ask you, so where did you, like who's certifying these buyers? Who is it?
Well, truly, they're certifying themselves. But they will be participating with us, and my assistant Christy will be keeping track of their certification just on a checklist in their folder. Part of the program will be administered by her.
Yeah, so basically we made this up.
That's right.
Right?
Completely. We took all the things we want our buyers to do, and we created a program that gets them excited about actually doing it.
Exactly. Right? So we just made this up, and you can make it up too. So Michelle and I were talking about how exciting this is because we're on a movement to make better agents. And,
exactly.
And Michelle, you said something about your team, and just by working on this program, there's been some shifts. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So in thinking about what it is that we want to help our buyers accomplish, we have actually developed a stronger way of speaking with them. So just
great.
In creating the program and discussing it among ourselves, we're actually doing a better job of getting the buyers to do what they need to do without even creating the program and laying it out as an official program. Because you'll see in the process of the call that there's a lot of work here that we still have to do.
Great, great. So you're actually having stronger conversations with buyers and stronger offers are being written just because you're thinking about creating this program, right?
That's right.
All right, great. So the idea that you're presenting to buyers is a five-star certified buyer that makes them, and what does that do for them?
Well, we let them know there's five really important things that they need to do, and if they become a five-star buyer, then we're going to promote them to the sellers when they write offers in a different way than we would promote the typical buyer.
Okay,
so they're
going
to have
Go ahead.
I was going to say they're going to have a special cover sheet that goes on their offer. We're going to call the agent and introduce them as a five-star buyer, talk to them a little bit about the program, and just present them as a really strong, very unique buyer who will definitely, you know, have the best chance of closing.
Great. So you make them stand out by having
Correct.
This cover letter and explaining it to the agents, and it's a unique program that they, in turn, will use in presenting the offers to their sellers.
That's right. So
Great.
Everyone on the call has probably had the experience where you know you're competing, so you ask your buyer with his beautiful little children to write a letter, and you put a picture of the family with the letter, and you put that on the top of the offer. Well, it's a similar thing, except we're giving it a name, and we're going to promote it.
Great. Great. So there are two parts to your program, and one is basically the five-star certification program that you're presenting to sellers and other agents when you write an offer, and we're going to go through that part first. But then there's
okay.
a second part of your buyer certification that's like a rewards program for the buyer, right?
That's correct. That's
right. All
right.
So let's start with part one because I want you guys to all understand there are two parts to this. So if you're writing down some notes, and it will be in your notes that you get after the call. So let's just start with part one. And so let's go over what are the five stars, what do they mean? What does each star mean?
Okay. So star number one is that they need to get pre-qualified, right? We need to be working with pre-qualified buyers.
Okay, great. So they're pre-qualified with a lender. Is it pre-qualified or pre-approved?
Well, to get that first star, they just have to get pre-qualified.
Got it. Okay. So pre-qualified with a lender, we have a pre-qual letter.
That's right.
Great.
And they have to come into the office and do an initial buyer meeting with us where we ask them a lot of questions. We call it the initial interview to make sure that
and
we're on the same page.
That's star number two, right?
Right. That's star number two. So that's done in the office, and it's a formal meeting.
And how long does it take to do that presentation? It's basically a buyer presentation, right?
It's a buyer presentation, and it takes about 20 minutes for the presentation, and then we are assuming they're going to sign that buyer brokerage agreement at the end of that, and that might take another 10 or 20 minutes.
Okay.
So we book an hour for that appointment.
Okay. So about an hour total.
That's right.
All right. So to get star number two, they have to agree to do that.
That's correct.
Great. What's star number three?
Star number three is actually signing that buyer brokerage agreement.
Okay, great. So they get a third star by signing a buyer broker agreement.
That's correct.
Great. And I don't know if we want to go into the details of your buyer broker agreement. Everybody's buyer broker agreement can be a little bit different.
Right.
If
well,
you don't, I would say if you don't like your boards, make your own. Is yours unique or do you use the boards?
We use the standard agreement, but my team charges a little premium fee on top of whatever the seller is offering in the MLS.
Okay, great. That the buyer pays.
Yeah, yeah. We inform the buyer that in most cases the commission will be covered by the seller. Mm-hmm. If it's not 3%, they'll have to cover the difference. But typically the seller will pay all of the commission, and there's this one small fee. In our case, it's $325, I think, now. That we're going to ask them to pay.
Great. Perfect. Like a transaction fee.
Right. Right.
Great. And they only owe it if it closes.
That's correct.
Okay. Terrific. Great. That's very similar to what we were doing. So good.
Right.
What's star number four?
Star number four is we talk to them about what we call having skin in the game. So we want them to either have already saved or have some sort of reserves for their down payment and their closing money.
Okay. And
especially if we're competing with multiple offers, this is where they can have the better offer by not asking for closing help. Or we want to have that conversation about how, you know, you can't be a marginal buyer these days. You have to have some skin in the game.
Okay, great. So number four is about money. And
right.
It seems to me when we talked about it, there was if they didn't have money, that they had some agreement that they were willing to offer over full price so the cost got wrapped into the loan.
That's right. So it creates a place
where
we can...
They could still get the star if they didn't have... It's either money or the agreement to make money with a higher offer.
That's correct, if we feel like that house will appraise. And then we also talked about the fact that if, you know, they don't have cash in the bank, maybe they have reserves in a 401k where they could take a loan, you know, to get their closing money if they had to. But really getting that star is the conversation about money.
Great. Got it. All right. What's star number five?
Star number five is that they're committed to go through this process and be complete within 60 days. So that means they're going to be out in the next week or 10 days finding a house and writing an offer that they can then close. And in our area, we have a lot of government loans, so they close in 45 days. So we figure, well, we'll just give them 60 days. We want them to have the mindset that they want to be sitting in their new living room within 60 days.
Got it. Terrific.
So obviously a buyer who wants to buy in 9 months is not going to be a 5-star buyer. They're only going to be a 4-star buyer.
Got it.
Or maybe a 3-star buyer.
All right, good. Got it.
And our team has set the minimum standard that we won't work with them for more than an hour until they're at least a 3-star buyer.
Okay,
good. Have to get at least 3 stars to even work with us. So we do give them 1 hour, though. So, for example, if they call us and say, hey, we want to see your listing or we want to see this property, we will get them on the schedule without having any stars to show them that one property before we put them through this process. It's sort of a meet and greet and build rapport.
You won't spend more than an hour showing property.
That's correct.
Got it. Clear. Okay, good. So those are the basic 5 stars. And you have a method that when they get 5 stars, they actually get something physically from you, also?
That's right.
What does that look like?
We're creating something that I'm currently calling a buyer basket, although I'd really like to find like a paper box in the shape of a house or something that has goodies in it. And so we've been thinking, what do we want to put in that box? And so it's going to include things like a jar of panic, you know, buyer remorse candy. It's going to
include... I love you call it panic candy.
Yeah, panic candy.
Buyer remorse pills.
That's right. I'm going to meet a client
doubt
and give her some buyer remorse pills because she needs them.
I think we had doubt curbers on some M&Ms one year.
There you go. Tut.com is now offering a Enjoy the Journey coloring book, an adult coloring book. So I'm thinking we'll put one of those in there. I thought it would be cool to take my little mini quote card and just leave the backside blank. It just says provided courtesy of, and then we put our website name, and just put a deck of those quote cards in their box. We're toying with the idea of giving them a gift card to Lowe's or a Fitbit, depending on whether they already have one or not. Because we do a lot of Fitbit competitions on our team, so it might be fun to get our clients involved in that too.
So it's an app. I mean, you're not giving them a whole Fitbit, right?
We might. Yep. I mean, you can get those for about $50 if you buy the entry level one.
Wow.
And we're also going to put some coupons in there for, you know, discount home inspection, discount termite, that kind of thing.
Got it. So you'll get those from your vendors.
That's right. So we are probably not going to spend more than $100 on the basket, but if they're a five-star buyer, they definitely deserve that basket.
Got it. Terrific. All right, anybody have any questions about the first section of this, the five-star buyer section? All right, let's go on to part two.
Okay, great.
All right, so part two has to do with the reward program so that the buyers are willing to become super educated about the buying process. Is that right?
That's right, and it also provides a way for us to have all those conversations that we want to have with buyers ahead of the curve. So, you know, we always get upset when they start looking at short sales when we didn't discuss that yet. So this gives us a way to address certain things before it becomes a specific issue for that buyer.
Okay, great. And so tell us about your reward program. We'll get into what are the things that they need to learn in a minute, but how does the reward program work? What do they get?
Right, so we want them to have fun throughout the process, and we kind of took the idea from Starbucks, for example, where every 10 points that you get a free item, whether it's coffee or a donut or, pardon me, a food item. So we thought we could do the same thing, and for every 10 points that the buyer gets, they get a prize. So the first prize might be a Starbucks card. The second prize might be a gift card to Lowe's, for example, for something that they might want to buy for the house, or it could be a one-hour session with our design consultant about, you know, buying curtains for the house or something like that. And then it could go all the way up to a free home inspection if they do, you know, for example, we were thinking we're going to have at least 40 different educational modules they could go through.
Okay. Great. So for every 10, so you do 10, you earn one prize, you know, like $5, $25 kind of a prize. Two would be like a $25 to $50 sort of prize. Three would be $100 to $125. And then the fourth one, you know, what's the home inspection cost in your area?
It costs about $350.
About $350.
Right.
So, and obviously they don't get that prize unless they buy a house.
That's right. That's
right. And that might be something to say is that on, you know, maybe number three or four, we may want to require, you know, prize given at closing.
Right, because those prizes are more related to the house. One is a home inspection. We might do a home warranty or an either-or kind of a thing. One's a Lowe's card. None of it applies until they actually have the house. But the gift card to Starbucks they might get immediately.
Right.
And maybe the second one is, you know, lunch at, you know, Three Guys or something.
Got it. Okay, got it. Terrific. So let's talk about the educational video component. How long are you envisioning these educational videos to be?
I think they could be 1 to 3 minutes. We'll okay. do a little bit of research on that, but I think most of them could be done in less than a minute, because it's really what do we want you to know as a buyer about the short sale process, or what do we want you to know? Yeah. And we came up with like 20 different things just very, very quickly, and I think we could easily come up with more.
Well, we may be able to come up with more on this call. If somebody is
right.
having a little background noise and you think it might be you, just hit *6 and that will mute your phone, and you can *6 again to unmute your phone. But I'm having a little scraping or car noise binging or something like that. So if you think it might be you, just hit *6 and that will mute you, and you can hit it again to ask a question and unmute yourself later. Thank you guys so much. So kind of what you spoke about yesterday is it's kind of this what's important to you about video series. Right? And so
right.
We discussed having one like video in the beginning. It's probably a little bit longer, maybe 5 minutes.
Right.
That
so that
is
would
worth
be...
more points, right?
Right. So that's
what do we call that one?
Star. That's just the 5-star program video. It tells you what are the 5 stars, just like we described
Got
at
it.
The beginning of the call. How do you get them? And they'll immediately get 5 points. Toward their first reward for watching that video.
Great. So you actually have a little Grateful Agent reward program card, and they could mark
mm-hmm.
off their first 5 points by watching that one video.
That's right. And then
right.
we'll just tell them, if you watch videos 1, 2, and 3, call Christy. She'll check them off in your file, and you've got those 3 stars.
Okay, got it. So your assistant, your admin, is actually keeping track of the points and the gifts.
Correct.
On the rewards program. Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good for you to be getting out of that. And, you know, you might actually do that initial 5-star video as part of your presentation.
Right.
As
and
part
that's...
of your hour presentation, and you hand them the rewards card, you explain how it works, and you mark off the first 5 because they just did it.
Yeah, that's an excellent idea. And that's the wonderful thing about the videos. You know, they're once and done. You know,
yeah.
until maybe the law changes and you have to say something different about short sales. Or foreclosures or whatever, but we just produce them right here in the office. It's just very casual and, you know, nothing real professional fancy, just clear and to the point. And we put them on a YouTube channel and we link them to our website, and the buyers can get to them from wherever they are, at home or on their phone.
All right.
We watch them when they're, you know, waiting at the doctor's office for 10 minutes to get another point. But I think
you
it is
sure
a way to
best.
Keep them excited and engaged. Especially if they're new buyers.
All right, perfect. So, let's spend the next 5 minutes or so going through the ideas that you have for these educational videos. And then
okay.
what I would love for those on the call to do is you guys start jotting down ideas, too, of what we might want to have on these educational videos. And then as Michelle goes through the ones that she's already pre-thought of, mark them off if they're on your list, and then I want to hear at the end, what did we not have that you had? What is it? So I want you to put your buyer's representative hat on for a second, and what are those things in a perfect world that you would fully educate buyers about at the beginning of the process if you had that opportunity? Okay, so start thinking about that and jotting some notes down. And Michelle, let's go through the list that you have so far. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So the first one is the 5 stars initial video, and they get 5 points for watching that video.
Great.
Next we have, what's the difference between being pre-qualified and being pre-approved? And in addition to that, one step further is, you know, what does it mean to actually go through the underwriting process? And
Got
how
it.
Does that, you know, increase your strength as a buyer? We have, where does the cash for your purchase come from? You know, is it a gift? Is it savings? Is it 401k? Do you have to sell your car, you know, your boat, whatever you need to do to generate the cash to accomplish that goal of buying a home? A video on bringing all decision makers to every showing. And another one on being available to look at property, write an offer, do inspections, come to closing, doing all that during business hours. So having the conversation about how this is a really big, important decision, and it can't just be done between 6 and 8 because that's when you get off work.
Got it. So their willingness to take, that one's about you must be willing to take off work a couple of times during the process of buying a home.
That's right. Right.
That kind of how you live and how you buy a home are two different things.
Right, exactly.
Got it.
We want to encourage them to drive by potential properties before they actually go out and tour them, because sometimes you tick a property off the list because the neighbor's house looks terrible. So we want to have a video about that. Another video about sticking to their price range. You know, if you're qualified at 200, does it really make sense to look at a property at 250 because you think you can get 50K off that property? So there's some thresholds there that we want to talk to them, you know, bring them into reality. Another one is sticking to the condition parameters that your loan requires. So if you're a VA loan buyer and your home has to meet a certain condition, you probably need to be careful about foreclosures and short sales or homes that advertise that they have some condition issues. So I want to get that out there.
FHA and VA appraisers are real tough on those things, and sometimes the deal falls apart because there are repairs that need to be done that nobody's willing or able to do.
That's right, and it just makes the process so hard if you're pursuing a property that your loan really just can't manage. And that's a great segue into having a video on FHA 203K loans, because that product does allow you to buy a house with condition issues, only have a 3.5% down payment, and accomplish your goal. But it's a longer process. It's a more difficult process. It costs a little bit of extra money. The interest rate's a little higher, and so we want to get all that out there in a video so they can decide if that really something they want to take on. We have another video on short sales and foreclosures, and the fact that we charge as a buyer's agent a little bit more, so they're going to have a little bit higher closing costs for us to help them through that process. And we think that's reasonable because those processes are longer than a standard sale.
Let me stop right there for a second. So on your buyer broker agreement, do you have something that says if it's a short sale or a foreclosure, it's a minimum 4%?
That's correct. We charge an extra 1% for short sales and foreclosures.
And that's right on your buyer broker agreement.
That's correct.
4%. Got it.
So the next set of videos are on standard things like, you know, the home inspection process. How does that look? What happens when you when you want to make an offer on a property that's an auction? And how do you handle repair requests? Another one on how do agents get paid? We are really surprised how many people don't know that we don't get a salary. So they have no idea that people could really work on just commission only. Another video on multi-offer scenarios and what does that mean for a buyer. A video to talk about.
You might have some tips and tricks in that.
Yes, exactly. Like I wrote one this week and I competed and we got it. And I think we got it because we didn't ask for any closing help. So that's one of the tips. If they have their cash, they don't have to ask the seller to pay that.
Okay.
So
and sometimes you have to offer to pay over appraisal. And sometimes, you know.
Right. You need to put a personal letter with it so they see the cute kids. I mean, every little thing you can do to get an edge is what you have to do in that situation.
Mm-hmm. And also bringing up to them that, you know, cash is king. If it's going to be cash, is there any way you can come up with cash and get your loan afterwards and pay your friend back? You know?
Right.
Yeah.
So let's see. Some other things here are how many homes should you look at when you go out on a showing tour? Is it 3? Is it 7? Is it 25? What does the buyer really think is reasonable, and what do you think is reasonable? So,
what's your opinion on that?
We try never to show more than 5. We find that it's too long of a tour. People get tired. They start to get confused about which property they saw and which one had the fire pit. And, you know, they start giving the houses names. That's the blue house. That's the fire pit house. You know, things like that to keep it straight in their minds.
And you use that technique where you're going to choose between 1 or 2, and then the winner of that is between that one and number 3.
That's right. So that at the end of the tour,
between 2. Yeah.
That's right. So at the end of the tour, they have 1 or 2 homes from that group that are on their radar. And then we ask them, do you want to write an offer on one of these?
Good.
So we'll put all
that
in the
video. That might be a good
video
is why to write an offer. You know, when is it time to write an offer?
That's right. Yeah, no, that's a great one. I'm going to write that down. Let's see. I think it's important for buyers to know how we arrange appointments, what we have to go through to get a showing tour of 5 homes set up, for example. because they are saying this for, you know, at the end of property number 5, they want to hand you a list of 2 addresses and say, can we add these today? And they just don't, or in the middle or 2 minutes before the showing tour. So they need to know that there are families involved with schedules, that you typically set the appointments up geographically, north to south, south to north, that kind of thing. And for them to bring in last-minute properties is just really difficult to manage. So I thought a video on how appointments are set up would be good.
Good.
We talked about, full price or over full price as it relates to appraisals. So when the buyer gets nervous about making an offer that's a little higher than you may have recommended or they wanted to make, talk about the fact that they're protected by the appraisal.
Got it.
I thought a video on that would be great. Have a video about the loan process. You know, what does it mean? What documents do you have to do? What are the steps along the process? Because, you know, some people think that once they get their pre-approval, they're done. And they get surprised that they have to go through underwriting. And then the underwriter wants 4 more things. So, you know, prep them for that ahead of time. That's normal. That's right.
Yeah.
Donna, you had said let's add something called the principle of the thing. Can you speak to that one a little bit? That's pretty cool.
Well, you know, I think it's the idea of we want to make sure that we keep the goal in mind, which is to buy a house. And even if we have a seller who's having lots of monkey mind about selling their house, we don't want to get into, well, we're not going to fix that. We're not going to fix that fan after closing. It's the principle of the thing, which costs you from a house that you would have loved. So we don't want the principle of the thing stopping us from our goal.
Got it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, that kind of goes hand in hand with the wisdom of asking for a credit instead of asking for specific repairs to get done, because it saves the seller time and energy if they don't have to make the repair. And the buyer, if they handle the repair after the sale, can get the exact repair they want. They don't have to worry about somebody doing something on the cheap. They can do the right repair.
Yeah.
So as long as the loan doesn't require that repair to be done ahead of time, let's start counseling our buyers to ask for a repair rather than, you know, send somebody up on the roof to staple on 4 shingles that don't match.
Yeah, absolutely. What about anything else?
The last one is probably the most important one, which is to give them a bunch of stars, maybe even as many as 10 stars, for referring another buyer to us who goes through that 5-star process. Because we need to be talking to our current clients about who else in their lives is thinking about buying and selling. So use the point program to get them to refer people to us for, you know, lunch dinner on the town.
I think that's great. That's great. Did anybody else think of something that they might add to this list of videos?
Hey, it's Bev. I thought of a couple, and you may have said it. I may not have heard it.
Great.
Offer, trying to prevent them from offering lowball offers in an educational kind of moment.
A video about lowball.
Why not offer lowball? Good.
And how you do it is the magic thing.
Yeah. We'll have to figure that one out.
And then the importance of home inspections and choosing an inspector.
Okay. And not so much about the home inspection process, but a video about choosing an inspector.
Yeah, I think that home inspection thing, and also putting these in the right order, so
mm-hmm.
they make sense, you know? So the importance of choosing the right home inspector, you know, might be different than the home inspection process, which might be different than the wisdom of asking for a credit versus repairs, but they kind of all go one after the next. You know.
That's right. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Thanks, Bev. Good. Anybody else come up with an idea? Well, we're going to have to work on it. The truth is, if you've got 5 points for referring a buyer, a friend that goes through the 5-star process, and you get 5 points for the initial video, we only need 30 other ones, right?
Right, that's right.
Or they can obviously, referring 2 friends, get some 10 points, right? So understand that they can continue to get points by referring people to you, too.
Right, and we've discussed 25 ideas or 24 or something like that. So,
fantastic.
So we're close, or we can cut it back to 30 stars. It doesn't
or
have to
you
be
know
40.
What's going to happen is you start writing the scripts for these, and it becomes clear that they're two different ones.
Right, possibly.
Right, so you have pre-approval versus pre-qualified. You might have another one that's pre-qualified versus underwriting.
Correct.
Right, so that could be a separate one. So I think you're going to you'll be fine in coming up with those that you want to. So what do you guys think?
Love some
pretty
feedback.
Cool. You all have to come off mute. You're all on mute.
Love it. Love it.
All
love
right.
It.
All right, good. Well, I thank you so much, Michelle, for sharing this. I think it's a fantastic idea, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how it unfolds.
Okay,
because
great.
This is going to be fantastic, and we've got some good notes for you guys on the call. And I just want to say thank you to Michelle for putting this together for us and sharing it with us, because I know a lot of you guys were interested. So
it'll make us all stronger. If I bring you a 5-star buyer, you'll just take that offer, even if you have 5 offers on your table, right?
That's right. That's the point. Let's get our offers through. So good job. Thank you, Michelle. And for those of you that are coming next week to our Harrisburg event, we look forward to seeing you in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania next week. And if you haven't decided for sure, you still have today, because tomorrow is the deadline. We would love to have you join us. If you're interested in that, shoot me an email, and I'll make sure and get you the details if you don't know what we're talking about. We're going to be in Harrisburg Tuesday and Wednesday. So look forward to seeing those of you that are coming. And we will be with you on the skills and the Monday Mindset call. There will be no coaches in call next week. So everybody have a great rest of the week, and thank you again, Michelle.
Okay, have a great day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.